She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me. And yet another episode of Bella and Me commences now. We are outside today with the lovely Daddy-O and the lovely Bella.
I don't think you're lovely. I think you're more handsome.
Oh, thank you, Bella.
You're welcome.
Bella, I have a question for you.
All right.
Let me preface it with a couple of facts, however.
Okay.
So you love your mama.
I love her.
Okay.
And so much.
Right.
I love her so much. She's so beautiful.
Okay.
And
kind. You
answered the question. And, oh, I love her.
Okay.
All right.
You must know that she has an interest in translocation.
Yeah, she talked to me about it.
Okay. Is that something you would like to do? Do you feel you can do it? Do you feel you would do it? And if you can and would want to do it and you feel you can do it, why haven't you done it yet?
What's the first question again? I'm sleepy because it's so hot out. I don't like it. I mean, I know I'm from New Orleans and all,
yeah,
but
it's really hot
I don't
there.
Know. It's not so hot in such a short time.
What does that mean?
Meaning like it was just cold a little while ago and now it's so hot. There's yeah. no time for in between. I want an in between.
Okay.
What was the question?
Being that Mama is interested in translocation and
yeah,
wants to do that.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you, being that you love Mama so much.
Yes, I love her.
So you, I would feel you'd want to do the same thing.
I wanna go.
So you go where?
Anywhere.
So you want to be able to translocate?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're able to translocate?
And
if so, why haven't you done it yet?
I don't think I'm able to, not yet. But I think
why?
I don't know.
But then what do you mean not yet? Do you feel there's a possibility of you being able to do it at some point?
Are you done?
I'm asking questions.
All right, well, let me answer it before you jump on me. All right? I think I could if Mama helped me. But Mama hasn't figured it out either yet. So I think here's what I would do. I would say, Mama, hold me tight and let's go together. That would be what I would do.
I don't know if that would work with a canine.
Of course it would.
So just because Mama's holding you. All right, let me ask you this. If Mama was holding on to an atheist and translocated, would the atheist be able to...
I think so.
...take the trip? Really?
Yeah, because then, they'd go, what was that? Mama could say, oh, you got to understand Jesus, and let me tell you all about him. And then they would understand, and then they'd say, oh, my goodness, I didn't know it was so much fun. See?
How close do you think Mama is to figuring out translocation?
Any day now.
Okay.
Any day.
So then once she figures it out, you're going to try and practice it like with Slippery Pete or with Craig?
I'm going to do it with Mama. I don't know about Slippery Pete and Craig. I want to do it with Mama. Mama's my favorite one. I love Slippery Pete and I love Craig.
Right.
And Miss Rosa and Miss Zoe.
Would you do it with me before Mama?
No, Mama would not. Please don't do it without Mama. You would be in so much trouble.
It's not like I would have control over
please
it.
Please do not go anywhere without Mama. She would be so mad at you.
What if Jesus said to me,
no,
hey,
he wouldn't.
Daddy-O,
he wouldn't.
Why don't you come to see
no,
heaven with me and
no,
bring Bella with you?
No.
Oh, you're
no,
going to say no?
No, he wouldn't ever, ever do that.
Just a short trip. And then I come back.
He wouldn't do it, I'm telling you. He wouldn't do it. You know why? Because he loves Mama. And he would not want Mama to be all mad at him.
And then poor Daddy-O would be really in the doghouse.
Yeah, you go in the crate instead
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, go in your crate and
that's
you go
right.
in my bed.
You have to sleep curled up with Zoe and I'll sleep with Mama in the bed.
Mm.
Nah.
Anything on your mind you'd like to bring forth for the listeners of the Bella and Me podcast?
I want to say hello to everybody. Hi, everybody. I love you.
Hello, everybody.
From all around the world, I love you. And I just know that I'm going to be visiting New Orleans soon, seeing all my old friends, and having some beignets.
Oh,
and,
beignets.
Oh, I love them beignets. And I'm going to have me some po' boys.
Oh.
Woo!
Everybody all around the world listening, they know how much you love them.
Yeah, and I want to say hello, and I want to say please send me emails and questions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say money.
No, and I want to answer your questions and your things that you have thoughts about. I love that. I love knowing how you're feeling and what you're doing. I love it. I just love it.
Amen. And it's very encouraging
yeah.
to get an email that lifts up the Lord.
Yeah.
And also testifies on how good he is
uh-huh.
and how this podcast, how he's using this show to minister to
oh,
people.
Oh, what's that? What was
it's
that?
Just a bee.
Oh, my
it's
goodness. Big, it was so big.
It was a carpenter bee. He has his Ooh. Gear on. He has his jacket on. He has
I
his
think
tool
I
belt.
Could, I think I could eat him up if I would jump high
what,
enough.
What, you slip with Pete?
I would jump and eat that thing.
Why
I don't like it?
It.
I don't like it.
They're carpenter bees.
That's, are they good? Do they build things?
Well, they kind of tear things down.
See, I knew it. I knew they weren't good.
They're more like demolition bees.
Aren't those the bees that Mama hits with a tennis racket?
Yes.
See, I knew they weren't no good. They eat the wood.
But honeybees are very good.
Oh, we love that.
You know, if it wasn't for honeybees, we would die.
They fertilize the flowers.
That's right. People are very, 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 very important to this planet. And so are bees, honeybees.
Yeah. I know. I heard all about it.
What's your favorite thing about Jesus, Bella? As a dog living in the righteousness of God's house, what's your favorite thing about Jesus?
I think that's easy.
Okay.
What? My favorite thing is how much he loves us.
Oh.
That's the best thing. Because that means everything. Oh my goodness, that was everything.
And do you think that dogs have a characteristic of God?
Yes.
Do you think you have it?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Why? You don't think so? Oh, please. You're being funny now.
I don't remember God ever having an accident in my house.
Do
exactly.
we need to talk about that on the air here? I don't think that was very nice. I think that was very rude. But
dog spelled backwards is G-O-D.
Right. God made dogs to keep man comfortable and give him somebody to talk to when he's alone.
Oh, to keep
and
us
no,
comfortable?
And no judging and
no,
and no, you know.
Condemnation?
Yeah. And no, you got to do this for me in order for me to love you.
Oh, conditional love.
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a dog's way to teach man about God. Like how God loves you.
Oh, okay. I think I agree with that.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm right.
Let's see. Is there anything else you'd
it's
like to mention?
It's so warm out. It makes
it
me
warm.
So lazy.
I know.
That's why when we're down south, we move slowly.
Because you're always lazy.
No, not because we're lazy. Because we're hot. It's too hot to go running here and there. We move slow and we sit on the porch and we talk to the neighbors and we have some lemonade or iced tea and we just wait until it cools off a little bit. Oh, it's too hot to run around.
It is.
It makes me sleepy. I could go to sleep right now on the swing,
really?
Rocking back and forth. I love it.
That's right. We are sitting in our swing in the backyard,
so
Bella and
nice.
Me. Bella and me. There
Bella,
you go. That's the name of the show.
Bella and Daddy-O sitting in the swing.
What did you think about when, in the Bible, when Jesus took a whip, he made a whip, and he whipped the money changers in the temple,
And he said, get out of my father's house. This is a house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves.
And he was angry.
And he was whipping them.
He was so angry because he knew they weren't doing the right thing. And he loved them anyway, but he did.
But
he had to teach him a lesson. He had to say, get on out of here.
Go on, get out of here. Go on, get out of here. Why didn't he just say that? Why did he feel the whipping was important?
He said that, and he felt like maybe they weren't listening, and he had to take it up a notch.
He turned the tables over.
That's right.
He was like a bull in a china shop.
He wanted to get them out, and his tables and all their selling stuff out, out, out. So he had to do it that way.
I can't wait for you to meet Jesus.
Oh, look at that birdie over there. There he went. He went away.
Okay.
I think you need to put some water in that bird bag.
You have to focus, Bella.
Oh. Oh, is that a cat? I saw a cat.
This is an audio show. Audio show.
I thought something running over there. Uh-huh. I saw something running. What was that?
I can't wait for you to meet Jesus.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is I can't wait for you to meet Jesus because I think it's going to totally blow away any preconceived notion that you may have.
Well, you too. I think so.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait. I'm not saying I can't wait for you to leave Earth. I'm saying it's going to be fun when we meet Jesus. It's going to be fun, fun, fun all the time. We're going to play.
Yeah.
And Jesus is going to throw the ball and we'll run after
frisbee.
And we're going to run and we're going to eat and we're going to sleep in the grass. Oh my goodness, this is going to be wonderful.
This is the first show we're doing outside.
I know, because it's so warm outside.
Gee whizzikers.
It's a little too warm for April, I think, Jersey.
I think I agree with that.
I think if we were down in New Orleans, this would be good weather. But it's so hot. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Wow, Mama, you really are lazed out today.
I am. And Mama doesn't like it when it's hot. She puts that air conditioner on right away.
And then I got the whoosh.
Because she gets
nice
so hot, and she doesn't like it hot.
No, she doesn't.
She likes it cold.
Some like it hot.
Some. But not Mama. Nah, Mama. Was that a cat over there? I'm telling you, I saw a little kitten, maybe.
I think it was.
Maybe it was a kitten all the way over there. Maybe I should go and get it. You think I should catch it?
No, why don't you leave it alone?
All right.
It's purring over there now.
I see a bird up in that tree. You see that bird up in
yes,
that tree?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you say hi to it?
Hello, birdie. Hello. What kind of bird are you? What kind of bird are you? Hello. I'm a robin redbreast. That was me.
Anyway, Bella. It looks like you're in a lazy mood today.
I am. I'm a little hungry, too. Are you going to ever feed me today?
No, I don't feed you anymore.
Oh, come on.
No, I gave that up.
No. I want to say hello to Miss Stacy. Hello, Miss Stacy. She watched over us while we were in Philadelphia.
And
she did so good. Yeah, well, we were in Philadelphia. You were in Florida. And we stayed with her, and she was so nice to us.
That's right. And she definitely was nice and had a lot of patience with you guys.
I know. We got a little excited a couple times.
Yeah.
But
she
was nice. She likes us, I think. I hope she likes me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, I want to say hello. Hello, Miss Stacy. I'm sorry if I was bad. Please forgive me and don't get mad at Mama and Daddy-O. Sometimes I just can't control myself, but I really appreciate you taking care of me and Miss Zoe. Thank you. So how was Florida? Did you have a nice time?
Yes, I did. Florida was very nice. Me and Mama had a wonderful time.
What'd you do?
We ate a lot. We ate oysters.
Oh, boy. Mama loves those oysters.
She does. And we went to a wedding.
Oh, nice.
And we went dancing.
Ooh.
And we watched Sharknado, too.
Mama watched Sharknado?
No, me and a friend of mine did, but Mama was outside knitting with her girlfriends.
I don't think Mama would ever watch Sharknado. That's silliness.
Silliness? Have you ever seen the movie, Bella?
I watched one, and it was silliness.
The first one?
I think so.
No, you gotta... The first one just sets everything up. It's the sequels that makes that movie what it is.
All right. Well, when you watch it, let me know, and I'll go and take a nap. How's that?
Anyway.
Oh, and your birthday is coming up, Mama said. When's your birthday? Hello, when's your birthday? Mama told me to ask you.
We also went to a place called
Beulah. When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
We also went to a place called Beulah, which sounded a lot like Bella.
I don't think it was Beulah.
Yeah, Beulah.
I think it was Bula.
Bula?
Yeah, like a bull with an A.
Oh, it might be Bulla.
Maybe.
I think it was Bulla.
Mama told me about it. But she also said it's your birthday coming up. Oh, when is it? When did she say? Not today. Oh, next week. Next week is your birthday. How old are you going to be, Daddy-O? How old? Why are you so quiet?
I'm going to be 29.
Bah! Yeah, right. I think I know how old you're going to be.
Right.
If you were born in 19...
All right, so we got...
Sit out!
Anyway, this has been a great episode.
Yeah.
It's just us leaning back and relaxing.
Very relaxed.
On a swing.
All right.
Outside.
All right.
Amen?
I think I need to take a nap
I
now.
Think you need a nap, yes. I
All right.
Agree.
All right.
Okay, so until next time, remember,
yes.
Send in your emails if you have questions for Bella or Zoe or Slippery Pete or Craig.
Yeah.
If you have questions for any of those.
Yeah.
And what was the name of your friend, the owl? What was his name?
Steve.
I don't think it was Steve. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Steve. It wasn't like Wisely Old Wisey or something. It wasn't
That's his grandpa.
Wisdom-y
oh, you're
wisdom.
Talking about Grandpa Owl. Steve is my owl friend. And then there's his grandpa, who we call Weasley Wise. Yes.
I don't think it was Weasley Wise.
Weasley Wise is grandpa to Steve.
So Weasley Wise is Steve's grandpa.
Yes. And they're both owls.
Weasley Wise. So he's wise in a very finagly way.
No, he's nice. I like him.
Okay.
Very wise. Weasley Wise.
All right. So Steve, Slippery Pete, Zoe,
Craig,
and Craig.
Zoe, yeah.
Craig is a
hedgehog.
A hedgehog, right? Okay.
And Rosa.
Rosa is not. I don't even think Rosa exists.
You can think whatever you want. I
Rosa
don't care.
Rosa from Cafe Du Monde.
That's right.
And what does she sound like?
She's Spanish.
Like, do an impression of her, Bella.
I can't do it.
No, try.
I don't... Hello, Rosa. Hello.
Why would she say her own name?
I don't know. See, I told ya. I couldn't do it. I can't imitate her.
Hello, Rosa.
Hello, Rosa.
Wow, she must...
I don't
be
know.
Working too much. She'd be talking to herself like that. Okay, well, anyway, send in your emails.
Yeah.
And we will do our best to answer them.
All right.
Because Mom and I are very busy. Anything else you want to say before I cut this out? Okay.
I'm so
this is,
tired.
Yeah. Say goodnight now, Bella.
Goodnight now, Bella.
No, say goodnight to all the children.
Oh, goodnight, children. I love you so much.
There you go.
Sleep tight and have sweet dreams. And happy birthday, Daddy-O, to your 50th birthday. Yippee!
This has been another episode of...
I gotcha.
This has been another episode of...
Bella and me.